What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to brand spanking new calendars. And right now, 2019 desk pad calendars are just $4.99.
So get your business ready for a big year at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid on SKU 279-6207. Ends 1/12/19.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out.
Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. Show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever of all the friends worldwide of Joyce Barry.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Thank you.
sharing with you that my absolute favorite show is America's Got Talent. And yesterday they had the final results of that show. I watch it every week, and the reason I love it so much is because I'm looking at ordinary people, the average person with amazing talent up there vying for a show in Las Vegas and the $1 million first prize. And yesterday, for the first time in their history, a magician won, and I was rooting for him all the way. In fact, they had two other magicians that I was rooting for as well, because I love magic. I love magic. I love miracles. Today's show, we have magic and miracles in the form of Ariana. She has the voice of an angel. She writes her own songs, all beautiful and inspiring. Her songs go straight to your heart and soul. This gal needs to get her songs out in the world to make the world brighter. Today you will hear her amazing songs, and you will even hear from the artist herself. She is with us today. Folks, I believe you'll think she's as amazing as I do. I don't think there's any room to not think that. However, you be the judge. She is Dr. Denise Ariana Nadler, the owner of Healing Integrations, a company dedicated to empower leadership, awaken magnificence, and maximize human potential. She is known as an intuitive business strategist, personal development mentor, and healing catalyst, as well as a master teacher and coach. She co-authored the book Breakthrough Secrets to Live Your Dreams, which Brian Tracy said gives you the keys to open your life to unlimited possibilities. Dr. Nadler has also appeared on the same platform with Dr. Wayne Dyer, Dr. John DeMartini, Mark Victor Hansen, and Dr. Bernie Siegel. She has brought her practical words of wisdom, inspiration, transformation, and healing to thousands around the globe, and now she is here to bring them to you. She does likewise through her music, which is inspirational music with a message, and that is our focus today. Welcome, 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 Dr. Denise Ariana Nadler.
Well, thank you, Joyce. What a lovely introduction. I really appreciate having the opportunity to be with you today. It's been a while since I've been able to come on to your wonderful show. I do get to listen from time to time, but I appreciate your invitation, and I'm looking forward to spending this time with you today.
And I thank you for that. And those of you that tune in every Thursday to hear from our health guru, Beverly Nadler, she is out of town. So who better to ask to fill in for her than her daughter, Dr. Denise Ariana Nadler. So, hi, Beverly. We miss you, but we have another Nadler taking your place today. So all is well. How we're going to do it today is I have all Dr. Denise Ariana's songs right here in our studio, and I love them all. I have the CDs. I play them all. So having said that, we are going to give you the opportunity to hear these songs as well. Our first song is It's Time. And that is truly one of my favorites, Dr. Denise. Do you want to share something about that?
Oh, wow. Well, It's Time for me was really about a message to inspire people to realize that no matter where you are in your life, that you don't necessarily have to wait for something to change or be different in order to take action towards what you would love your life to be. And so right now, it's time. It's time to be who you are and awaken to the expressing how extraordinary and brilliant you are in the world. And this is a very meaningful message to me, and to remind people to be who they are, to be extraordinary, to be brilliant, because it's time.
And that's why I always say, if not now, when? Because indeed, it's time. Here is one of my favorites. Now, mind you, folks, during the course of the show, I don't have the time to play all those songs in their entirety. So I will be giving you significant excerpts from each one. So having said that, it's time to get this show on the road. To that song without tears in my eyes. It so reaches my core. All her songs, all her music. We're so blessed to have us and have Ariana in the studio with us today. So that is one of my favorites. The next one, well, I love them all, to tell you the truth. Every one of them is a favorite. But some of them, they just go literally right to my core, right to my heart, right to my soul. Another great message is that dreams don't die. What would you like to share about that, Ariana?
I'd like to first just say that I think when you're speaking about that song, I think it's a fairly universal message that people want to know that they can be who they are. And that, and I think that what you're sharing and about it going to your heart, and my intention when I write any of my songs is to provide music with a message. For so many years teaching and doing training programs, I used other people's music, and then I realized since I started writing at a very early age, well, how about if I get into the studio and I record some of my own music and use that as a way to inspire and educate and open people up to a deeper vision for themselves. And Dreams Don't Die tells a story. It's actually somewhat biographical, but it's only somewhat autobiographical because as a child I was on stage and I had a desire to be a performer in the world. I was a performer, obviously. I did a lot of stage and theater and off-Broadway even, and I thought that the direction of my life, being in wedding bands and recording studios, that was the direction of my life. The truth is that my dreams haven't died. It's just changed form. I'm still on stage. I still get to touch and reach people. It's just in a different form of expression. And this song sort of tells a story about the journey that we go through in life to awaken and to finally live our dreams.
How beautiful is that? I bet having heard those words, you folks can't even wait to hear the message through the voice of an angel.
The dance inside. Too soon it's over. She takes her bow, but she'll get back on that stage again somehow. She tries out for the class play, sometimes gets the lead. Studies voice, has no choice, trying to succeed. Once a dream is born inside, it has a life of its own. A tiny seed is a mighty tree when it has grown. Dreams don't die, so the years go by. They live forever.
Streisand never brought tears to my eyes. Celine Dion never. But Ariana, every song just really gets me very emotional. So I thank you for your contribution to us. I just want to see this contribution go out to the world. The next song is Know the Power. I certainly know your power. I know the power of your mom, our health guru, Beverly Nadler. What inspired you to write this song?
I actually had been to training programs where sometimes what they would do to create community is give different sections of an audience different parts to a song, or maybe they would just make different sounds like stomping their feet or clapping their hands. And I had the idea that I love how music has been used throughout generations and cultures as a methodology for bringing people together in community. And I had this vision that somehow I would create a song that could do that. And this song was done, it has three different sections to it, and each section has a different special instrument that goes along with it. And so each section comes in at a different point, and they join together. And my vision was to create a really powerful connecting song with a very empowering message that people could join together in community and sing along with. So it's very simple. You know, there's a power inside, no need to hide. There's a power in you, let it come through, let it shine through. And know the power, know the light of your soul. Know the power inside, know the light of your soul. And the power is love. The power is love. So there you go.
What better power than the power of love? Here it is, Ariana, the voice of an angel, know the power. Several of the songs, and I want to give you folks an idea of all of them, but I'm so taken with each one that I just want to hear all of it. So that is like special effects and all of that that you do, and it is absolutely amazing.
Well, like as I shared in the beginning before the song, the vision was to have it all come together, and yes, that is all of that is my voice. It's just we can do amazing things on in recording studios where we record things on different tracks, and then we bring them all together. And I'd have to say that the producer that I worked with on the CD did a really beautiful job of being able to actually bring into form my vision along with my guidance and direction of what it is that I thought it could be. And thank you. I enjoyed having the opportunity to hear it again from this point of view.
And why don't you share who the producer is? He certainly needs to be known out there.
Yeah, his name is Rich Gaglia. He's located in New York, and he has Rich Studios. And he actually, an amazing thing about Rich is, besides being a producer and having his own studio and playing a lot of different instruments, he's blind. He's legally blind. He doesn't have
vision.
Yeah. And so, you know, when I first went to meet him, he had this, I don't know if any of the listeners have been in a studio, there's lots and lots of buttons. I mean, just, I don't know, maybe hundreds of buttons that they move and adjust and adapt. And it was quite incredible because, you know, he didn't have visual sense, so he had super sense in terms of his other ways of hearing and connecting and bringing things together. So it's it was a very inspiring opportunity for me, frankly, to work with him.
Well, you guys certainly made a great team, really terrific, because every part of this production is A1. And, folks, I just want to share with you that any slight imperfection or crackling you hear is not Ariana's voice. It's my studio. So I take responsibility for that. I apologize for that. She is indeed Cher perfection. Cher perfection. So moving along, you wrote a song called She Said. What was the obvious inspiration for that?
Oh, yes. She Said was inspired by growing up with my mother, who is a philosophical and profoundly deep master teacher, researcher, and writer. And she was teaching me about universal laws and my connection to the universe when I was just a little girl. And when I was feeling into what I would love to share as a message in the song, I thought about some of the messages that my mother shared with me, and thus the song She Said was born.
And before we play that song, She Said, I want to share with you what she said that we share with our audience every single day about this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And that was our health guru out of town today, substituting, filling in for her, her extraordinary daughter, chiropractor extraordinaire, mentor, coach, trainer, healer, Dr. Denise Ariana Nadler. Without further ado, here is the original song she said, inspired by her mom, our friend Beverly Nadler.
A cool summer evening back in 1973. The darkened sky staring back at me, looking out my window, holding my blanket tight. Mom came in to kiss me goodnight. With a tear in my eye, I told her my fear. Where am I going? How did I get here? She sat down beside me, wrapped her arm around me, and she said, someday you are going to the stars. She said, that's where you come from, that's who you are. It's not as far as it seems. You are the moon in the midnight sky. You are the eagle soaring high. You are starlight, you are rain. We are all
today, and I know you listen every Thursday to Beverly Nadler, our health guru, so of course you're with us today, and finding out that filling in for her today, since she's out of town, is her daughter, Dr. Denise Ariana Nadler. What do you think of Ariana's music? Denise, did I lose you? Okay, so pardon us for the technical difficulties. Let's move on to the next song, The Space Where Spirit Soars. Go ahead, Ariana. What do you want to say about The Space Where Spirit Soars?
Oh, well, thank you. I wasn't sure if you were going to go right into the song. The Space Where Spirit Soars was actually birthed as a result of a retreat program that I created a number of years ago, at least a decade ago, on for those who wanted to experience the space where their spirit soared, to further connect more deeply within and to open up to inspiration and intuition. And as a result of doing that program a number of times, people were writing me testimonials, and as I was reading them, I felt inspired to share their words through creating this song, The Space Where Spirit Soars.
And here it is, The Space Where Spirit Soars.
Mm-hmm.
Know how you can soar, and that is by checking out more information on Dr. Denise Ariana Nadler. Why don't you give them your website and let them know how to find you? I know you're on Facebook, you're everywhere. Why don't you share that with our folks?
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Joyce. Actually, you can Google my name, Dr. Denise Nadler, last name Nadler. My website is healingintegrations.com, but if you Google my name, you'll most likely find my website easily. Spelling healing integrations takes a really long time, and it has an S at the end of it. Also, there are some selections there. If you just click on the tab to listen to the music, you can hear some of the music, some of the songs, of course, offering today. And if you're interested in getting yourself an actual copy, which I will sign for you, we don't have a shopping cart, but if you email my assistant, she'll take care of all the details with you. It's a little antiquated the way we've done this, but because we have a global community, we want to make sure that we give all the right information depending on where you are in the world. Also, yes, I do have a Facebook page where I share different inspirations on life and business and relationships, and that is just on Facebook, Dr. Denise Nadler. Also, I am on LinkedIn and Google, and basically you could pretty much find me if you want to connect at any time. I am sharing different inspiration on a daily basis, and I'd love to meet up with any of you who are listening here today.
And the email starvisions@yahoo.com if you want to find out more with the CDs. I keep trying to get how to have a website that's a lot less complex than Healing Integrations, Integrations. What is that, healingintegrations.com?
Yes, indeed, healingintegrations.com.
And that's plural, integrations.com. Folks, my website's a bit simpler, joyceparrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. I'm a success coach. I'm a master coach, which is to say I coach other coaches. I'm a home business coach, joyceparrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. You'll see my seminar programs, articles I've written, countless endorsements from all over the country. Here are just a few I want to share with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Coach Joyce here. Just be sure to put radio show in the subject line. I give those emails my priority. I get hundreds every day. In the subject line, radio show, you could put the topic or the guest or today's date. It would be Ariana, the voice of an angel. And in the text, your name, your phone number, best time to reach you. And I'm happy to give you a free consultation on what it's like having a coach, what it's like having a home business, see what you resonate with. Entirely free, just by sending me that email, and I will get back to you. The next song I want to bring to you today is You Are the Ocean, another really, really beautiful song, very refreshing indeed. You Are the Ocean. Go ahead, Ariana. What would you like to share about that?
This song actually organically came through me when I was in a moment of just really counting my blessings and feeling this incredible connection to the universe or God, that I was so grateful. I organically heard the first few lines, and it just evolved into this song that is "You Are the Ocean, I Am the Lake." Is really about my connection to the universe, to the great powers that have allowed me to have this earth experience, and that's what it is. It's an expression of my gratitude.
Another beautiful song by Ariana, You Are the Ocean.
You are the ocean.
speaking of the ocean, I'm wondering if our friend Janice Miller got caught up in the tide, because I know she listens every Thursday to Beverly's show, and I believe she's with us today. Let's see if I can bring her in. Janice Miller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, definitely here, enjoying this beautiful voice of an angel and, of course, the wonderful radio talk show host with the most. Yes.
And what would you like to say? How does her music affect you? For me, it just goes right to my heart, right to my soul. I get very emotional. I have tears in my eyes. I'm very touched by the music. Does it have any kind of an effect on you?
Well, absolutely, it does. It has a similar effect on me. It's a beautiful, angelic quality of her voice and your beautiful words that have been channeled through is just divine. So, Denise, you are just amazing.
Well, thank you so much, Denise. I really appreciate that. I believe that, I'd like to encourage those listening that if you feel like you're inspired to write or share your voice in any unique way, I really just would love to encourage listeners to find a way to do it. You know, as much as I've gotten this wonderful support from Joyce and Joyce Barry and friends because she shares my music, it may not have been the path that I went down ongoingly, but the music is getting out, and that means a lot to me. And I just want to say another thank you to you, Joyce, for sharing the music in the world. It may not have gotten out in the way that I first imagined that it would, and I may not have taken the road that I thought I might with my music, but the fact that people are hearing the songs that I'm here to share or that I've thus far created means a great deal to me, and I thank you.
And you're more than welcome. And for those of you like Janice Miller who tune in every Thursday to hear our health guru, Beverly Nadler, at least we supplied a Nadler. Right, Janice? The apple falls not far from the tree. Go ahead, Janice.
Actually, it was Denise. I was just wanting to share that that you and I did a show. I was a guest on your show November 26th of 2013 last year, and I shared a gratitude formula, 9 keys to be thankful in any situation. And listening to "You Are the Ocean" reminded me about the importance of gratitude and that we had done a show together. It was on November 26th of 2013. So for those who are listening, if you want to check back in the archives, it's called The Gratitude Formula, and it's with Joyce Barry and friends.
And that is the correct date, November 26, 13. You just arrow down, and you can see that show on gratitude. The 9 keys, it was extraordinary. It was one of our featured shows where even Blog Talk Radio picked it out as an extraordinary show. Okay, thank you, Janice, for hopping on and saying what you had to say. We always love it when you're around with your warm welcome words. Always welcome on the show. Okay, next, The Heart Knows the Truth, another really beautiful angelic song. Over to you, Ariana.
Well, The Heart Knows the Truth is pretty straightforward. I think that so often in life when we get lost and think that we can't find our way, when we're searching in our minds and don't know what to say, the heart knows the truth. And, of course, I just quoted, you would probably know, I quoted part of the chorus of the song. It's a real reminder to quiet the mind and open the heart for guidance and direction.
Of course I would know. I listen to your songs all the time. I listen to you more than I've ever listened to Streisand, Sinatra, Celine Dion. I want to see your name up there in lights. The heart knows the truth.
There's a meaning. Every flower ever grown, every bird that's ever flown over a tree.
there's a blessing to every word ever spoken, every song when silence is broken so softly. When we get lost and think that we can't find our way, when we're searching in our minds and don't know what to say,
reminds me of something my grandmother said to me. Now, my grandmother was indeed one of my most favorite people in the world. I just adored her. I used to look into her eyes, stand right next to her, and just say, I love you, I love you. And she said, you never have to say you love me. One heart feels the other. Never forgot those words. And your song reminded me of those words.
Wow. Well, I believe that that silence speaks through the heart, and sometimes silence transcends any words we could say. When we open our hearts, people do feel that, and so often we're clouded by looking for words or looking for the right thing to say or do, when ultimately when we open our hearts to love people as they are, and we appreciate them for who they are, they can feel that, and it's a whole other way of communicating.
Well, what's clear in the way you communicate, what's clear in your message, is love comes through it all. It's in every verse, in every line, whether the word is used or not, it's there. It permeates through everything. And you even have a song called Our Love's Unending.
Yeah, that was when I was originally writing songs. This is at a very early age, so this was one of my really one of my first creations. I was looking to write perhaps what would be a song that could possibly be a popular type of song. It, still with my own spin on it to awaken people to a deeper message. And so this is really a love song about human love, but human love that transcends space and time.
Everything you do transcends space and time. It really is amazing, your body of work. Here it is, Our Love's Unending. Dr. Denise Nadler, what a pleasure to have you on the show today and play those songs that I can just play again and again. I just love them. I love you. I love your mother. I love your body of work, the two of you. I thank you so much for being here. What would you like to say in closing?
Well, I want to say thank you. It's been a while, actually, since I just took some time to be present with my music with a message designed to inspire and open people's hearts. And I really appreciate having the opportunity to remind myself of this body of work. And in gratitude, I say to you, thank you so much for continuing to share what I've created with the world on your talk show every day. And I'm very grateful to have had this opportunity. For those who are listening, I just want to say in closing that I said before, you know, if you feel inspired to write or share a message, that I'd love to encourage you to do so. I shared about one of the shows that we did, and there's another show called Live Your Dreams that we did together on October 8th in 2012. Called Live Your Dreams, and some lessons on how you can live your dreams. So for those of you who, if you're living your dreams, then I encourage you to continue to expand and grow. You never know what's around the bend if you just take the steps and move towards something that you feel called to do. And thank you for sharing this time with me today.
And I thank you for being here. You're probably the only guest that actually remembers the dates of the other shows. So I'm glad that you let people know, because they got to, on those shows, they get to hear your extraordinary intelligence, your savvy through your words. This is words and music. So the show, what did you say? It was October 8th, 13th? Dr. Denise? October 8th. What show was that? October 8th, 13 in our archives? I don't know why I lost you. Okay, folks.
Oh, I'm here. I'm still here. I'm here.
I know. I've been talking to you. Wait, when you acknowledge the October 8th show, what was the name of that show?
Live Your Dreams in 2012. So October 8th, we actually, yeah, it's called Live Your Dreams. And it was done on October 8th, 2012. I didn't remember all the dates. I'm going to acknowledge that I cheated. On Blog Talk Radio, you can put my name in there, Denise Nadler, and then it pulls up a bunch of the shows. Not all of them, but it pulled up a bunch of them.
Yes, absolutely. So very good. I just wasn't sure if Live Your Dreams was 12 or 13. I was coming to you, and for some reason, your voice didn't come through. October 8th, Live Your Dreams, 12, and November 26th, 13th, the gratitude, all about gratitude. Folks, what I want to say is, number one, thank you so much for making the time today. I know your schedule is absolutely insane. Thank you for filling in for your mom. I really appreciate it, and I really want these songs out there, because Ariana's got game, Ariana's got talent, and I was really happy to bring that to you today. My closing message, folks, is to make this the last day, the very last day. Make it the last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. Make this the first day of wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful day of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and celebrate. Celebrate your life. Celebrate what it is you have to be grateful for. Celebrate your friends, your resources, your opportunities. And please join with me in our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out.
Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
The world will change. Drexel University is designed to change with it. Drexel's unique design combines academic rigor with a transformative cooperative education program, positioning students and faculty alongside the experts tackling today's most complex issues. By constantly learning and evolving as the world moves forward, Drexel produces visionary leaders equipped to anticipate and address the challenges of the future. This is experiential education. Learn more at drexel.edu/ambition-can't-wait. The world will change. Drexel University is designed to change with it. Drexel's unique design combines academic rigor with a transformative cooperative education program, positioning students and faculty alongside the experts tackling today's most complex issues. By constantly learning and evolving as the world moves forward, Drexel produces visionary leaders equipped to anticipate and address the challenges of the future. This is experiential education. Learn more at drexel.edu/ambition-can't-wait.